Invasion, and a big happy birthday to Donnie Lewis. Donovan Lewis turning the big 6-0 today.
No.
And so proud of him.
I'm not 60 so proud. Years old. I'm close, but I'm not 60.
Okay.
Just 54.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't either. And I'm not sure if Donnie knows if that's true.
Yeah, I kind of know it's true.
Sorry.
I know when I was born. I have evidence of when I was born. A little piece of paper that says, yeah, you were born on this day.
Are birthdays a deal for you guys? Like, I remember when I was even a kid. I was a teenager. I remember being depressed when I turned 13.
Why?
Because I was getting older.
13?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was cool because I was a teenager.
No,
yeah,
I remember a big stepping stone. I remember just feeling like, okay, I mean, it's just like childhood is retreating. It just sucks. Huh.
It's like the bigger ones in your life, 10 because you get to double digits.
Yeah.
13 because you're a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
18, 21. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then after that,
maybe 25.
No, that didn't do anything for me.
Rent a car.
Yeah, I didn't care about that.
Okay.
I just wanted my own.
Must have been nice to have such a vehicle you could rely on.
At 25? Yeah, I had a pretty decent car. Well, a Geo Prism.
Nice career to start out for you.
Right? Thank you.
I think I had junk cars until I was 23 or so. Maybe 23.
You know, the one age that hit me the most was 30, and I don't know why. Felt like, I don't know about this, man. This kind of sucks.
It's all over.
Yeah.
30.
You feel like it's not even halftime if you would, you know, go with the life expectancy. 30's not even halftime, but it just felt that way when I turned 30. 40 did nothing. I didn't care. 50.
Really?
40
was a big one for me. 50 will be big.
I just didn't feel anything like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. Oh, life is over.
50, I'm halfway.
I mean, I'm in the third quarter.
Halfway at 50. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I'll live to 100, so.
Wow.
50 is, it's interesting.
Do you have longevity in your family?
Some. Nobody's lived to 100, but I'll be there.
Yeah, I know of no one in my family that's lived to 100.
My grandmother got close.
Really?
97.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Maternal or paternal?
Maternal.
Uh-huh.
I knew my great-grandmother on my dad's side. She lived for a long time, too. I don't remember exactly what age she passed, but my dad's grandmother, I remember as an adult, so that seems to be pretty good. I think the genes are okay.
Yeah, you got good genes. I was so bad about birthdays there for a while. Like, I didn't want anybody to even give me gifts.
Didn't want to acknowledge it?
Yeah. Don't need the gifts. Don't need any reminder of this.
Yeah, I feel,
and that short circuits people. I think that
it would
most people are like, I don't understand it. You should want to get free things from people.
And you celebrate your birthday, of course, with other people. You don't have it alone, but this is your day.
Yeah.
Like if you're celebrating an anniversary, that's you and your partner.
That's
if it's
true.
Christmas, it's everyone. Your birthday is you and you alone.
But
you should take advantage of that.
It became one of those days where I started realizing my life wasn't my own because the people around me were very uninterested in what I wanted. If I didn't want that day celebrated or observed, then I was just a big jerk. This was about them
celebrating you.
Yeah, being able to do whatever they wanted to do.
For you.
Yes.
And you still felt...
I was like, really? It's fine. It's any other day. It's great.
You know, we say
just
that.
Just sometime throughout the year, if you want to write me a card or something, do that.
And I think men are conditioned to say, oh, what do you want? Oh, I don't care. I don't want anything. I don't need anything. But I think deep down inside, you feel a little disappointed. If there's no, like you say, I don't want to celebrate my birthday. Mm-hmm. And you go about your entire day and no one acknowledges it. You will, around 7:30, go, man, I don't want to say anything.
Like it, I don't know.
Feel,
we're
you'll
different.
Feel some sort of way.
I don't
even
think so.
Even if you want to put it at the top, I don't care. Don't say anything. I don't want anything. I don't need anything. But when you get something, it's like, oh, my gosh, that person was thinking of me. That's awesome.
I don't think so. I think you and I are different.
Okay.
I think you and I are different on that. I remember learning early on in my life when I was an adult, and it was like a Christmas, and was like, you know, I would say, don't get me anything. And then I wouldn't get anything. And then the other person also said, don't get me anything. And I didn't get anything, and that was a problem. It's like, wait a second. We both said, you don't have to get me anything. But I'm a literal thinker, and I didn't realize, oh, that's not what they mean.
See, we've got to get past that.
Yeah.
We do.
We can't decide that you need to read or you need to know or understand what I was thinking when I said this. But it's the total opposite of what came out of your mouth. But you should know that. Like, just say something.
Right.
Like, in our household growing up, it was, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Christmas? So we can make sure you get what you want. And I've kind of taken this into my adult relationship. And my wife loves surprises. What do you want? I don't know. I don't care. And then now you have to guess. And I think sometimes she'll fake it.
Uh-oh.
And go, oh, my gosh, that's so great. When, yeah, no. But it's the thought that counts. No, it's really not. It's what I'm giving you that really, truly counts. And if you don't like it, what's the point if the thought was there?
I agree.
To me, that doesn't make any sense.
Because why would you want something you don't actually want? Act like you like it.
If you think it's hideous.
Right. I flat out say, like, nah, I'm never going to use that. You can take it back.
And see, I would.
Because I'm not going to.
I won't do that. No. I'll wear it.
Not me.
Then I'll just, I won't. Hey, you haven't worn that yet. Oh, my gosh. I forgot it was in there. And then you just keep forgetting that it's in there.
I'm not a big gift person either. Like, I don't really, I mean, it's nice when somebody thinks of you, and sometimes people will get me something that surprises me. I'm like, wow, that's actually, I will use that. But a lot of times, I will say.
A lot of times it's stuff that you won't use or you don't necessarily want. But yeah. It is nice to, like, people have given me books. Like, my mom may give me a book or something for my birthday. And it would be something like, it's not really that interesting to me. But it goes up in my library. And every time I look at that, it gives me that gift once again of I go, you know, that was really sweet that she thought of me.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not about the physical gifts. It's just about someone acknowledging it. Just a quick text message, happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Thank you.
I agree.
I really appreciate that.
I appreciate that as well.
It's not anything about.
I haven't texted you yet today.
That's okay. You said it, so it's fine. You're acknowledged
you
right now. No.
Because when you get home tonight. And you forget that we told you, you'll be scrolling through your messages.
I won't. You'll go through your messages at some point years later, and you're going to take note and score keep of who sent you a birthday text. So I'm sending you one right now.
You don't have to.
No, I'm doing it right now.
I will. You know what? I'm blocking it.
No, you're not.
Yes, wow. I am.
No, you're not.
Then you're going to forget to unblock his number, and you'll never get messages from him ever again.
I know.
This is going to
create. That's what I want.
Serious problems.
Okay. Sent.
So you feel,
I am on record.
You feel better about yourself now?
I do. I do. Because this is about me and not you. And I feel better knowing that there is a permanent record of me sending you that birthday message instead of having plausible deniability that I sent you.
The first one you ever sent me.
Oh, do you have yours?
See, didn't he just say that he doesn't score keep? Listen at that. You MF-er. You're so sorry.
But the real truth has emerged.
Has Matt ever sent you one?
A birthday text?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Tell him in person. It's more powerful and meaningful.
No.
I gave him a hug earlier.
You didn't.
Okay.
Have you guys ever hugged?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We nuzzle.
No, we don't do that.
That went a little bit too far, but how many people up here are you on a hugging basis with? Like, have you gotten birthday hugs from people up here this morning?
No.
You should try it.
Because we all have taken training, and we know that that's against the training that we've taken.
But if we,
and I can report it to HR.
Can we both say that we want a hug, and that's okay? We're going to get a new video now. I can't remember. Like, you say, hey, can I give you a hug for your birthday? And you say, yes, I'd like one. Then I can give you.
Yeah, then do you have permission to be two?
Is that okay?
Moral agents on this earth that are of adult age that can make their own decisions, or does HR still say
no? I don't think that's
we know better than you guys.
But if somebody sees that and doesn't know that we have,
then they're going
to go to our immediate superior and say, "Hey, I'm not sure that was okay."
I think birthday
that made me uncomfortable,
right?
Because
I had
these two people
because it's about you and not the people who are
right
hugging consensually. But oh my, I'm uncomfortable. Let me report this.
Keep it up.
People are weird.
No, but it's probably a good idea, right, to not have physical touching in the workplace in general, right?
Okay. I mean, if you're friends.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but sorry. Still, once again, what if a...
Oh, yeah, Daddy did hug me.
He did?
He did. He gave me the bro hug.
You should have reported him for that.
I accepted it. And I appreciate
right,
it.
Okay, if only, I had seen that...
the only one that's...
If I had seen that, that would have made me uncomfortable and I would have gone to HR.
Sorry?
To AI bot HR, whatever we have now, where you report online with a fake bot. Hi, how are you? Can I help you with something?
Right, right.
And it's a little pop-up window on the bottom right of your screen.
Do you have you typed in "I'm uncomfortable" yeah. to see what she's gonna how she's gonna reply? Yeah, right when I was walking out of the studio, he walked and he gave me the hand up to let me know that it was coming. The bro hug was coming,
oh,
and
boy.
I gladly accepted
That's
it.
That's the daddy.
Sure, daddy was all trying to be all urban daddy.
No.
Doing all kind of intricate handshakes and slapping and.
It's like a out there you score
yeah.
a touchdown.
Yes. Yeah, whenever we have an athlete in studio or something who is an African-American and Daddy laughs, Daddy does the runaround laugh. And he laughs and runs all the way around the studio. He's got to do the laugh and run.
Oh, the laugh and run is great. Okay. You guys have got to incorporate that into your outings.
We're white. We don't get to have as much fun.
No, that's great.
We got to be all NPR-y.
I was telling you this, right?
As, unemotional.
Like when we go and play a round of golf or something, the amount of dropping the club and walking off is something funny you said. It's remarkable.
Walk
it's
off, laugh.
The runaround.
Yeah, okay. Are your buddies doing something for you? Y'all have a birthday golf round or something?
No, if I brought it up, they would, but I don't think they're gonna, you know, put it out there. You know, dudes are different. Dudes don't care.
What do you mean? You mean women have to do birthday brunches and all kinds
yeah,
of stuff?
Yeah, dudes don't care.
But it seems like you do because you're like, if I put it out there, they do something. But
oh no,
if I said,
hey man, let's go play a round. This is a birthday round, and they'll, you know what, they'll pay for it. But it's not like they're gonna say, Hey man, we're doing this for you. Let's go. Because dudes would think, oh, you're soft if you try to acknowledge a birthday or something. Because everyone thinks they're so cool and they don't want to be talked down upon and all that stuff. Dudes are stupid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dudes are stupid. We care. We care way more about what people think and say than we try to put on. We all know the ladies do because they wear it on their sleeves. But we're like, no, I don't care. Saying about me, oh no.
And I feel like
all worried.
Okay. So you want to play golf for your birthday, I guess.
I'm starting to.
Gosh, man, this is like a therapy session with
Donnie. I'm starting to, in my old age, start realizing stuff. And I think I'm getting to the point to where I don't care. And it's black socks and sandals and shorts.
You're getting
to Walmart.
DJAF, huh? DGAF.
Yeah. And I kind of like it. Like, my dad is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like his mindset now. And I'm starting to get there. Just
well,
say
it
what
does,
I want.
It does feel like something that you've earned. If you've lived long enough, you should have many years at the end of your life where it's DGAF.
No, man.
You don't care anymore, and it's great.
Say what I want. Do what I want.
Try
wear what I want.
Right.
Now I can't.
You want to play golf with some guys, man?
It's not about golf. Why are you a stickler on golf?
He's really hitting the golf thing.
That was interesting the way that you said that. It made me feel like you are kind of disappointed nobody has put together a golf outing for your birthday.
Why are you yelling your foot from me?
No.
And I feel bad.
No, not disappointed about that at all.
Well, happy birthday,
Donnie. And I'm telling you the truth.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Gord.
You are beloved by everyone.
And I will...
I've never met one person that does not like Donovan Lewis.
Well, I'll give you a list.
That is BS.
They are out there.
That's
not
well,
BS.
Well, we all have somebody who doesn't like our work, let's say. So I could see that someone says, hey, I don't like Donnie on the air.
Right.
But they say that about every single person that has ever broadcast. But as a human, I've never, ever, and I don't even hear people rag on you on the air even. I'm just at least allowing for the possibility. But I never have heard anyone who knows you
right.
that has ever said anything negative about
you. I'm sure there are a couple of people out there that may say negative things about me.
Never run into one.
That's okay.
You're universally loved.
I will formally apologize to those ladies that think badly of me and how maybe
would you say there's more guys out there or women out there that would have a that have a negative opinion about you that have known you personally?
Ladies.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Breaking some hearts.
You know.
I get it.
Look at me. Look at me from high school and college. See how many hearts I've broken. It's remarkable I'm married right now.
Because you're such a dog or what?
No, such a nerd. As we all are, and we try to pretend to be cool. I'm having sex with all these women.
Whoa, okay. Well, Donnie, on that note.
Who said that?
You said that.
That wasn't me.
That was your voice.
That was.
What? Yes, it was.
That was definitely AI alter. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say anything like that.
You just said it.
Been married too long for that. All right, hit the signal.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Donnie.
Everybody.
Happy birthday, Donnie. Trying to do a good times ending there. That good
times. Yeah.
Oh.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That was expiring.